Westchester County-based Riverkeeper recently filed a notice of intent to sue the State Thruway Authority, Tappan Zee Constructors, and one of the contractors under the Clean Water Act. Here's Riverkeeper's Hudson River Program Director, Philip Musikas.
We filed notices of intent to sue. That's not because we want to go and sue people or sue polluters or sue the state, but we do it because we want to make a formal record of the violations we've seen, and we want to work towards a resolution.
He says after dredging in the Hudson River for construction of the new bridge began August 1st, Riverkeeper observed the dredge crane operators raising the dredge bucket from the river and pausing, allowing large volumes of turbid water and sediment to drain directly into the river. The bucket was then directed to dump the material into a barge. He says the dredge crane should operate in a continuous motion between the river and the barge.
On the dredging issue that we identified, in fact, we have seen some improvement since we met with the Thruway Authority, since we went out to the site and actually did a site visit to watch the dredging.
He adds,
But it's important to note on that the requirements for how the dredging is done are a separate and independent requirement from the water quality requirements in the permit. It is true that there are separate water quality requirements and water quality monitoring, and those standards have been met so far. But the reason there's a specific requirement for how you use the dredge crane and how you move the bucket around above the water is to minimize all the sediment and turbidity going into the river and having local impacts at the point of dredging. And that is what we were concerned about.
A second alleged violation concerns an endangered fish species.
We had inquired about the status of the sturgeon monitoring, and they had told us that it was not complete. And we expressed our concern about that. They said they were working to complete it. But the bottom line here is that should have been done. Essentially, that was supposed to be done 60 days after the permit went into effect, which should have been somewhere around the middle of May or the end of May. And it was required to have been in place and operational before they started dredging at all on August 1st, and it was not.
A spokesman for the New York State Thruway Authority referred comment to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. A statement from a DEC spokesman says, quote, Riverkeeper ignores the facts and fails to identify any violations of water quality. The Department of Environmental Conservation developed the conditions in its permit to be fully protective of the Hudson River, and the available data confirms that DEC's permit and monitoring program have been and will continue to be effective in protecting water quality, end quote. Again, here's Riverkeeper's Musikas.
We gave them an opportunity, and we gave them, frankly, over 6 weeks, once dredging started, to work with the DEC to get the system operational, and when we found out it wasn't, we thought it was best to make a formal record of that and to push them to get the sturgeon monitoring done as soon as possible.
A DEC spokesman says Riverkeeper was aware the issue was already being addressed. Musikas says he's looking into reports that 6 dead sturgeon have turned up over the past several months, some close to where the new bridge is being constructed on both the Rockland County side and Westchester side. He says there is no known link between the bridge's construction and the dead sturgeon.
We need to get to the bottom of why we seem to have higher numbers of sturgeon mortalities and figure out if it's at all connected to the bridge. And one critical step on that is having this monitoring system in place.
In March, the DEC reached an agreement with Riverkeeper and Scenic Hudson after lawyers from both environmental groups had said the terms of a revised draft environmental permit for construction of the bridge was too vague and weak to minimize construction impacts on the Hudson River. The resulting settlement agreement also gave the groups a seat at the table in monitoring the construction. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.